Breaking news on WTOP.
Former President Donald Trump says in a lengthy statement tonight the FBI has conducted a search of his Mar-a-Lago estate and asserted that agents had broken open a safe. A person familiar with the matter says the action was related to a probe of whether Trump had taken classified records from his White House tenure down to his Florida residence. Now, this action, which the FBI and Justice Department at last report had not confirmed, marks a dramatic escalation in law enforcement scrutiny of Trump. It comes as he's been laying the groundwork to perhaps make another bid and another run for the White House.
And joining us live now is Ashley Parker. She's the senior national political correspondent for The Washington Post. She also broke the news about the classified documents discovered at the former president's resort earlier this year. Ashley, beyond the classified documents, what made the agents be looking for?
Well, it seems to be focused on these 15 boxes of memos, documents, some keepsakes and mementos that the president, former president, took from the White House and brought to Mar-a-Lago. As we reported earlier this year, some of the documents were marked classified and some of those were considered top secret. Beyond that, I have to be honest, it's a rapidly unfolding story, so we don't know much more than that, other than that this seems to be related to generally the former president's handling of documents, including classified ones.
Because you go back to the Trump campaign of 2015, before he ever set foot in the White House, and all the twists and turns and revelations, you know, it's just another night that we almost have to take a step back and say, wait a minute here, a former president's resort and home rated by the FBI. This is not an everyday occurrence, Ashley.
It is not an everyday occurrence. I mean, I will confess, I've been covering the Biden administration for nearly 2 years after the Trump administration. And tonight I'm sort of having PTSD flashbacks to what it was like covering former President Trump, which is not to say that what we're seeing now, the FBI raid of a former president's private club, as you said, is not an everyday occurrence. But that sort of chaos and tumult and misinformation was very common in the Trump administration on an almost daily basis, although not, of course, always of this magnitude.
And the president actually says he wasn't home at the time. Do we know when this raid began?
We believe it began Monday morning, and the president, you know, he really splits his time, even when he was in the White House, frankly, between Mar-a-Lago, this private club that was raided where he goes for the winter months, and then in the summer, he spends a lot of time at his private club in Bedminster, New Jersey, where he's spent a lot of time this summer, and also, of course, at Trump Tower in Manhattan.
We were talking a little bit earlier with Rick Klein of ABC News about how this may, shall we say, how the political winds may blow here. And I'm not sure we quite have an answer yet whether this is a reminder of who former President Trump is, and whether that may hurt the Republicans politically, or whether it somehow blows back on Democrats as we're really just months away from the midterm elections.
You're right. It is unclear, you know, sort of speaking in broad facts that we know now. Even we've seen the January 6th, the primetime televised January 6th hearings have softened support for the former president among Republicans, because again, as you said, they remind people of the chaos and tumult that they didn't like. A lot of Republicans, including some who voted for President Biden in 2020, did not like sort of feeling like they had to wake up and immediately check the news or check Twitter to see what was going on in their country or explain something complicated or untoward or crude to their, you know, elementary school age children at the breakfast table. That President Biden offered the antidote to that. He promised, you know, calm, stable, steady. People can debate if he's offered that, but that's why he was elected. The flip side is former President Trump loves to make himself a victim. It's part of his appeal to rail against, you know, witch hunts and impeachment hoaxes. And this certainly fits in to that narrative as well. And this could be something that could push him to declare earlier if he thought he might get certain legal protections if he was a declared candidate. Although I have to confess, my reporting says that Trump was already very, very likely to run for president in 2024.
Thank you so much, Ashley.
Thank you for having me.
Again, that was Ashley Parker, senior national political correspondent for The Washington Post.